Good morning, everybody. Thank you for responding, Mr. Chair. This starts the committee of the Legislative Finance Committee. Secretary will take the roll.
Chair Caffarel?
Here.
Senator Ellis?
Here.
Senator Jacobson?
Here.
Senator Keenan?
Excuse.
Senator Lynch?
Here.
Senator Osmundson?
Here.
Senator Solomon?
Here.
Representative Hamilton?
Here.
Representative Homeland?
Here.
Representative Jones?
Here.
Representative Mercer?
Here.
Representative Windy Boy?
Excused.
We have a quorum present, Mrs. Chair.
Thank you. So this will open up the election of officers. Let's start with the chair, please.
Chair, this time I believe it's got to be a Senate Republican, according to our rules.
Right.
And so I would nominate the Chairman of Finance, Senator Osmundson, to be the chair.
All right. Senator Osmundson has been nominated to be the chair of Legislative Finance Committee. Is there any other nominations? No other nominations? Seeing none. Let's try a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. New chairman, would you please come up here and get me out of this chair?
I can do it from here.
As long as the camera can be on you, I'm okay with that.
All right, members. I believe we just have a few things we got to go over today, and then I guess we do have to do the rest of the election of officers. I'm sorry. With that, I would actually nominate Representative Caffarel as our vice chair. Are there any further nominations? Seeing none, we'll take a voice vote. Those in favor of the motion would say aye.
Aye.
Do we have any other election of officers? I believe we have a secretary. Is that correct? Okay. Senator Solomon.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to nominate Representative Jones.
Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, those in favor would say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Right. Chairman.
Representative Windy Boy. Sorry, I didn't see you there.
I'm on Zoom, but count me as a yes on whatever you guys voted on.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you, Representative. All right. We're going to wait on the appointment of the MARA study. We want to take a look at that. The scheduling for June of 2021. Amy, do you want to add anything to that?
Could you appoint the ad hoc members?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're correct. I'm getting ahead of myself. So I believe I have three appointments, and I believe that Vice Chair Caffarel has three appointments, if I'm not mistaken. And so I would appoint Representative Bartel, Representative Beatty, and Representative Garner as the three Republican ad hoc members. Representative Caffarel?
Mr. Chairman, the Democrat ad hoc members, Keene, Kirk Carpenter, and Stuart Paraguay.
Thank you.
I'll just clarify that that's actually your nominations, I would say, and then the committee needs to approve those.
Okay.
Says the committee, in consultation with the Speaker of the House, which I believe the consultation has already occurred, appoint up to six ad hoc members from the House of Representatives, and all those members fit that criteria. So,
okay.
Mr. Chair, I move that the slate that was put forth by you and the Vice Chair are approved by this committee in one block.
Okay. Is there discussion? Seeing none, those in favor of the motion would say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
And then I'll just add a clarification if it's okay. So the MARA is appointed by the chair and the vice chair, and you can do that when you get a chance to sort out exactly how that you want that to happen. There's also four public members, two appointed by each as well. So three for each of members of LFC and two of each for public members.
Okay. For and each. I'll consult with the vice chair and we'll make those appointments. Okay. So on to the scheduling for June. I believe June 2nd you were kind of looking at. Is that correct, Amy?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. June 2nd is the date that we've talked about, and if that's okay with people, we could do it that day.
Does anybody have, we have one that can't do June 2nd? Is it can't do it or can't do it by Zoom or can't do it at all? Okay. Do we have any conflicts?
Are there other days that week that work for everyone?
Representative Mercer, is there a... The 4th would work better for you? Anybody else?
Okay, let's...
The 4th?
4th works for
that
me.
That work, Representative Mercer? Okay, we'll plan on June 4th then?
Right, and so typically what we would do at the first meeting is we may or may not have a short, like, official sort of meeting, and then we typically go off-site and have sort of some brainstorming-like things. I want to come up with a different word for it, but... Trying to think through and plan your interim and get all the ideas on the table at that point is kind of what I'm hoping. One of the things that I wanted to mention that is new this interim, and I'll thank Representative Mercer for leading the charge on that, is the interim budget committees and House Bill 497. It is a significant experiment. I think it's a 4-year temporary let's try this out and see how this works. I'm really excited about giving it a shot. And so how those things work together with the Finance Committee is something I'm very interested in, how you all would like to approach that and your ideas on how those things work together. I have included a draft sort of full agenda for how the interim would work. We need to, with the interim budget committees, we need to have a pretty set schedule because it's a lot of planning and organizing to have all those interim budget committees meet at the same time with the same report as the Finance Committee so that there's consistency between the IBCs and the Finance Committee. That's how we've discussed it, as a way to make it so that we actually have the staff and are capable of doing this in a good way. So the other thing that this you'll notice on this schedule is Susan and I have worked together to suggest times for the interim committees to meet at the same time as the interim budget committees, and a suggested groups that could meet at suggested times. There is a method to the madness here if you want to understand the methodology underneath as to who's going when. I can go into more details with you, but that's what we came up with as our suggestion for you. And then it's also our suggestion that the MARA meet like 2 weeks before the Finance Committee, if that also works for the committee. And then she could try to work, like council to work about that same time frame, and potentially local government, because there's a lot of local government interaction with the MARA committee. So those are our suggestions, a place to start the discussion. It's not like this is what has to happen, but definitely what Susan and I have worked on trying to put together so far. The other thing I want to mention is that we will continue to use Teams, and we'll set up an LFC Teams channel or something and figure out how to organize that in a way that's effective for all of you. Obviously, that's not started yet, but it's definitely what we intend to do, and we do still intend to continue to use Teams as a major piece of communication for the LFC and MARA. So anyway, those are the comments that I wanted to make sure and make to get you all thinking about the interim and our meeting on June 4th.
Sounds good. Any discussion on the schedule for the IBCs and the rest of the interims? Amy?
The other things that are included are a copy of House Bill 497, which has the interim budget committees, and it tells you how that's planned at the moment, and you know this is what we'll be working off of. And then there's a couple of pieces or sections out of House Bill 330, which include the studies assigned to MARA and studies assigned to the Finance Committee. Again, those things I think we'll talk about on June 4th and think about how you want to approach that and your thoughts on, you know, what's important and how do we get started on this interim. So if you will spend some time thinking about that between now and June 4th, I would very much appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Amy. Thank you for putting the schedule together. This will be very helpful, I think. Is there any other committee discussion? Anything else to come before the committee? Senator Ellis?
Mr. Chairman, do we adopt rules on the 4th? Or?
I believe so.
This packet, they're in the packet. I just want to.
Amy, is that correct?
Yeah, I apologize. I should have mentioned that. The rules from last time are included in this packet. I would appreciate it if you would review the rules. If there's any suggestions you have, please bring them to the June 4th meeting. We can adopt them in June or we could wait till September. I'm flexible on that, but okay. At least bring your ideas. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Ellis. Is there anything else? If not, I don't see any public comment, I don't believe, so. If there isn't anything else.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Winnie Boy.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Senator Osmundson.
Oh, how you doing there, Senator? Okay. Hey, my question is that are all of these future meetings in June and September and whatnot, are they all Zoom or is there people going to show up in person?
Representative Winnie Boyd, it's my understanding that we will be offering Zoom links for all of these meetings. But yeah, you can certainly be in person as well. We're offering it both ways.
Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Is there anything else? If not, we are adjourned.